know, first and foremost, I think that is way bigger than football. But then, most importantly, I've had family members and friends that have been affected by cancer one way or another. And with what I do and being in a position that I'm in, just doing this for these ladies is just a great experience for me.
One of the things that they wanted to do was to give the women a day where they could really just take away from, off from everything, the thought of having cancer, and just spend a day relaxing and really enjoying themselves.
I lost my mom to cancer, and so I've always had a passion for helping those that are in need in that area. You know, I still do a lot of things in honor of her.
I've been with the Lions now for 9 years. My husband's been coaching. This is his 9th season, so that's super big. It's like family to me. But on top of that, I was diagnosed, him going into his 6th season, with breast cancer. I had stage 3 breast cancer, and now being 3 years out, this is like a huge reason for me to reach out to women, spreading hope and awareness. He's just very passionate about the disease. When I was actually going through breast cancer, I mean, he is my husband's player. He's a defensive lineman, and my husband coaches defensive line. So I think with me going through this and him just being like an awesome person through everything, I mean, always just checking on me and checking on my husband, and just, I think it just made him even more passionate about the disease, seeing that.
Our services were phenomenal. I had a facial, and I also had a massage. So it was just what the doctor ordered.
Just to see you all fighting is just amazing. I mean, I just encourage you all to keep up the hope, man. You know, this is not the end.